Good evening.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Almost. What makes this time of year so merry? Family, friends, getting together, giving and receiving, the lights, other traditions, but most of all and above all, it's the message that a Savior has been born for you and for me and for all. And so indeed it is a merry Christmas. May you and I never forget that as the Holy Spirit works in our hearts through the means of grace to remind us of what is important in life and in death, as in death we live. And so we have much to celebrate. There is much joy because of Jesus and the message that he brings. Throughout the service, we'll be lighting candles on the Advent wreath as they point to the Christ candle lit on Christmas Day. The first candle to be lit during the singing of our first hymn is the prophecy candle, emphasizing the prophecies concerning the coming of the Savior. So may God bless us in our worship of him as we focus in on those prophecies and enjoy the fulfillment of those prophecies tonight and the rest of our lives. Let us now turn our attention to that first hymn, Joy to the World. We worship this Christmas Eve in the name of the Triune God. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world.
Light of the world, stay overcome.
Stay with us, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Let it shine in our hearts and lives. Amen.
Jesus, whose birth we are celebrating, has said through his Apostle John,
"Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
Jesus knew why he had come to earth. The evangelist Luke records, "We have reason indeed to celebrate this evening and every evening. Peace has come, peace through Jesus. The second blue candle has been lit, the Bethlehem candle, symbolizing where Jesus was born. A reading from Holy Scripture, Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The word of the Lord. In keeping with our theme for this Christmas Eve service, sing to the Lord, we hear these words and speak these words from Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, praise his name.
Proclaim his salvation day after day.
Declare his glory among the nations.
His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness.
Tremble before him, all the earth.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad.
Let the sea resound.
Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them.
And all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
For he comes to judge the world in righteousness.
And the peoples in his truth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
The pink candle has been lit, known as also the shepherd candle, symbolizing the fact that the Lord shepherds our lives through his word. A reading from Holy Scripture, Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. He shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess together that part of the Apostles' Creed which speaks to the purpose and work of the Savior Emmanuel, God with us.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
This is most certainly true.
We sing the Savior's birth beneath the grace of so dear.
The third blue candle has been lit, the angel candle, symbolizing the fact that Jesus will return yet again, this time as judge. Those candles lit lead up to, then as noted earlier, to the center white candle, the Christmas candle, the Christ candle, symbolizing the fact that all these and other promises will indeed be fulfilled. Our reading from Holy Scripture, Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. This is the word of our Lord. We join in this confession. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. All this he did that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from death and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true. Please note for our next hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We ask the women to sing verse 1, the men verse 2. We'll all join in verse 3 and in all the refrains. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance, and this possible from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Our meditation for this Christmas Eve is based upon the words of Psalm 98, as we'll hear throughout our meditation. And before we get into those words, we offer up this prayer. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, it's comforting, it's soothing, it's controversial, it's nice to have in the background. Some have it on their phone. Some do it while they're working. Some while they're doing homework. It's uplifting. It can be fun. It can be serious. What is it? Music. Music is all those things and more. And the Lord God throughout Scripture emphasizes an important place of music in our lives. In fact, Martin Luther has been quoted to say that it is probably the second greatest gift God has given to us following His means of grace. It's a way to convey God's gospel. Music can help shape us, identify us, motivate us, and so much more. And so we're here tonight to focus in on the music that the angels sang and the shepherds sang in response to the good news. A Savior has been born. For who? For you and for me and for all. So sing to the Lord a new song. Jingle bells is not what the writer of the Psalms had in mind. Well, it has its time and place. It's not going to point us to a message that has a lifelong impact going into eternity. The songs we have just sung, Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, songs like that ring out a message that will have an impact for us now and later this evening and during the week and all the way into eternity. And so we sing to the Lord a new song. We can sing those favorite long-time Christmas songs, and they still can be new because of the message. And those are songs that, yes, we dust off at Christmas time, but really we could sing those all year round, could we not? Because, again, of the message. Joy to the world is not just meant for Christmas time. God has meant joy to the world all the time. Through the ups and downs of life, the trials and tribulations of life, there still can be joy. He didn't say happiness, but there still can be joy to the world. Psalm 98 captures why there still can be joy to the world all year long through the ups and downs of life. Sing to the Lord a new song. Why? For He has done marvelous things, such as His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. Who and what are on the top of God's priority? You. And your salvation. Christmas is a clear reminder of the fact that you are a priority to God. And your salvation is a priority to God. Why do we need Christmas? It's not for the giving and receiving. It's not for the get-togethers and the other fine traditions associated with Christmas. It's about the fulfillment of God's promise regarding a Savior, a much-needed Savior. Going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and thus the Old Testament is still relevant today because it answers so many questions. of who, why, and what, and so forth is wrong with this world, and what's our identity, and what's our purpose. God created Adam and Eve, you and me, to give praise to Him. And Adam and Eve were led to take a detour in that praise and give praise to themselves. But before we're so harsh with Adam and Eve, we need to take a look in the mirror too, because while you and I, through faith, have every good intention to give praise and glory to God, what's too often do we end up doing with our lives? We live them for ourselves. We're not singing to the Lord a new song, but rather an old song that's focused on sin and selfishness. The world wants to sing of peace on earth and goodwill to men. A very noble thought, but without Christ, that's not going to happen, right? Oh, we can be friendly at Christmas time, but then after Christmas is over, then what? We don't have to be friendly anymore? The peace of the world is different from the peace that Christ has brought into the world. Christmas is about the salvation God has worked for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. Who does God want His peace to go to? All people. And who does God use to carry out His message of peace to all people? You. His disciples. He even said to His first disciples, go and make disciples of all nations. And He even gave the way to do that. Not by our logic, but through His message. And the Apostle Paul, the inspiration, emphasizes that in Romans 10. Faith comes from hearing the message. The message that is rooted in Christ Jesus, the Savior, who was born in Bethlehem as a fulfillment of God's promise to bring about our much-needed salvation, so that we could have joy in life now while living on this earth, and joy forever in the mansions of heaven, as Jesus is now at this time preparing a room for us. Comfort in the midst of sadness. Comfort in the midst of when the earthly traditions do not work out. You know, you want to get your house clean, you want to get the meal just right and all the presents wrapped just so beautifully, but you run out of time, or the dog comes and runs through, or the cat pulls the ornaments off the tree. It's not just right. And that's okay, right? Because that's not the real meaning and purpose of Christmas. It's about the Savior. May the songs that we sing keep us focused on the true purpose of Christmas. And while we will be disappointed at some of the earthly traditions that don't go just as we had planned, it's okay. May they not distract us from the real reason we are to have joy in our hearts and sing a new song to the Lord. He has done marvelous things. He has revealed His salvation and wants to make it known to the nations. For He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Throughout the Old Testament, God promised that He would send His Son. And when the time was right, we are told in Galatians, He indeed did fulfill that promise. And that's why we're here tonight, on this Christmas Eve, to celebrate the fulfillment of a promise and sing to God a new song. Shout for joy then to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. What else was impacted by the sin of Adam and Eve? Not only you and me, their descendants, through inherited sin, but all creation groans and is longing then for Jesus to come, this time as judge, to make all things new. But without that first coming, we would not have the anticipation and joy of the second coming. So Jesus came, and we celebrate that. And we are blessed to stay focused then not just on his first coming, but also the second, and rejoice in the fact that he will make all things new. And because of that truth, we sing a new song to the Lord. He indeed has done and is doing marvelous things, all rooted in that fulfilled promise with our salvation in mind. A promise and salvation he wants known to all the world. And he uses you and me to do that. So what kind of song are you singing to let the nation know that you want to share the message of salvation, the true meaning of Christmas with all people? As we said earlier, music shapes us. Music motivates us. So how is it shaping you? What are you listening to? What's driving you? Is it Christ? There's a lot of excellent music out there. But may it not distract us from the real music that God wants for our lives now and for all eternity. The music he wants us to sing through our words and through our actions. For he indeed does want peace to all and goodwill toward all. Not just through acts of kindness, but through the blood that he shed for you and for me and for all. Christmas points us ahead to Good Friday and then also Easter. For not only did he die for our sins and won our forgiveness, he also rose again to assure us of the fact that because he lives, we too shall live. It's all tied together. His salvation known to the ends of the earth. Sing to the Lord a new song. And when it comes to his judgment, the psalmist says this: he will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. You and I in Christ and through Christ have nothing to fear, but rather to sing songs of joy, even in the midst of affliction, in the midst of our hardships, in the midst of our trials, because we know God's got this. He's in control. He fulfilled his promise, sent his son to be our Savior. He cares about us that much. Surely he will meet all our needs in Christ and do as he has also promised, to bring us safely into our heavenly home. So yes, dear friends in Christ, continue to sing a new song to the Lord. Your sins are forgiven. Heaven is waiting for you. In the meantime, use that voice that God has given to you to sing a new song and share that message of salvation with all people. For to us, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll continue now with our thank offerings and the filling out of the Connect cards as we grow in our relationship with one another. Thank you. We pray. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this night fall far short of the praise we sinners owe you, our God, who left your throne in heaven to appear here in loneliness as our Savior. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed, yet for our sakes you endured far deeper humiliation than this, for you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death which we sinners deserve for our sins. We thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature, for you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which you made willing to sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives to you. Keep us all in the faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines this night so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere, that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where, together with the angels and all saints, we will sing your praise in perfect love through endless ages. Amen. And we also pray as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.
Thank you to our musicians for singing their new song for our worship service tonight. For our guests among us this evening, we're glad to have you here with us, and we wish you a blessed Merry Christmas, Christ-centered. If you're able to come back and celebrate Christmas Day with us, our service is at 10:30 in the morning, and then we take out the old and bring in the new, Lord willing, next Sunday at 8 and 10:45 Sunday morning, the times of our worship services. For our guests also, we have a special gift for you. If you would, in the entryway there, go to our welcome center, you'll find that gift for you. We hope you enjoy it. All of you, may you enjoy family, friends, other things that you were able to do, safe travels to you, the giving and receiving, but above all, treasure the fact that you have been given the greatest gift already, your Savior, Jesus Christ. So may you continue to sing that new song tonight and every day. Merry Christmas.